RSM Central's Form Express.
Welcome back to RSN Central. It is time for the Form Express. They're racing, of course, today at Mornington. Let's hear what Mark Hunter had to say.
I think the best is race 5, number 4, Arceus. The Valley Runner. Going to need luck, but race 7, number 6, Villacapo, I think is trialling well and going well. The Quaddy will play this way. Well, first leg will go 1, 4 and 7. Second leg, 2, 4 and 8. Third leg, 2, 6, 13 and 14. And come home 2, 6 and 14. Play of the day. I found a pretty tough day to make money, Michael, so I'll go the Daily Double and hope for a result. First leg, 2 and 8. Second leg, 2, 6 and 14.
Eidolon's given a good chance for the OTI team and Trent Busted and Natalie Young in race number 4. Let's hear from Trent.
He's no superstar, but he's going to win races, and it looks a winnable race for him on paper today. He's drawn awkwardly, but he's got plenty of gate speed, and he should get across and get up on speed pretty quickly.
Don't doubt Nick is first up from a break for Graham Begg in race 8.
He's drew a bit sticky, but now with five scratchings come out of the race, it sort of gives him a chance. Favourite looks very hard to beat in that race, but I'm sure he'll give a good account of himself. He's trialled up nicely at the jump out, and he's in good shape.
Racing at Hawkesbury in New South Wales, Shane Montgomery, hello to you.
Hello, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. What are the conditions like there today at Hawkesbury?
Well, how long's a piece of string? If it stays the way it is, we should get a slight upgrade. But I was looking at the weather monitor on the laptop before. It could do anything. That's call a spade spade.
All right then, mate. So we just don't know what's happening at Hawkesbury today with the weather. But can we back a winner there today? Where do we start with your best bets? And then a quick
I think we can do that. In race 7, we can have a bet on number 9. This will be the one. He trialled on numerous occasions before he made his debut at Kembla. They left no stone unturned there. He displayed great determination to prevail, and the closing section to the posted that day suggests that the slight distance rise should be a big plus today. That's 14 to 1,500 metres for race 7, number 9. This will be the one. In race 4, the trial watchers, I'd assume, would want to be on number 5, Clemenceau, was spelled after a sound effort in defeat on debut at Warwick Farm. That was in June, and the race has produced excellent subsequent form. He's trialled earlier, as I said, in the month at Rose Hill impressively. He can make natural improvement first up today. That's race 4, number 5, Clemenceau. In the Quaddy, in the first leg in Saddlecloth Order, Gareth, 1, 3, 4 and 6. The second leg, 4, 5, 7, 11. The third leg, 3, 6, 9 and 11. And then in the last leg, 5, 6, 7 and 9.
Good on you, Shane. Good luck.
Thanks, Gareth. Bye-bye.
Racing Corindai there also in New South Wales. Ian Humphries, hello to you.
Good morning, Gareth.
Take it away with your specials in a quaddy, please.
In race 3, number 2, Montari, actually dead-heated last time and then lost the race on process. So he looks the one to beat here. And another maiden that's not as strong as the last race. He draws well. So the best race 3, number 2, Montari. And then we'll go to race 7, number 1, Greenheart. He was good when resuming in a stronger race at Newcastle. And Barry Wayne here getting out the 1,200 metres. He looks the one to beat, race 7, number 1, Greenheart. Then the Quaddy, we'll take a few in the first leg. We'll take 4, 7, 8, 12 and 15. 1, 3, 8, 11 in the second. Just numbers 1 and 3 in the third. And 1, 2, 5, 7 in the last.
Good on you, Ian. Thanks for that, mate.
Thanks, Gareth.
Lockie McIntosh is calling the Maribyrra Trots today, and it's a 8-race program there. Not a bad card, and some exciting young trotters going around, including I'm looking forward to seeing the Yabby Dam Farms trotter, the lightly race interview once again there. Lockie was impressive on debut at Maribyrra the other day.
Yeah, he certainly was, Gareth. He's just a magnificent-looking horse. He's just oozes that X factor. It'll be interesting to see how he shapes up today.
Yep.
Look, my best, I've got a couple that decent value, not absolute good things, but I like them at the price. Later on in the day, race 7, number 10, Havana. But it was well graded at this level. It's been racing really well since coming down south and joining the Terry and Taylor French stable. It's race 7, number 10. It'll come from inside of the back row now with a few scratchings, about $4.20 and $1.45. I can't see it missing a place and certainly go very close. The other one I thought just was the value, given the way the marbles have fallen, is give it a try. Race 8, number 1. thought there was three really good strong chances there, and it was the best drawn off them over the mile. So I can just see it getting a nice run tucked in behind and out sprinting them at the end. It's $3 and $1.40 for Chris Lang. So that's race eight, number one. Give it a try. Our quaddie will go 3, 6, 7, 9 in the first leg, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9 in the second leg. We'll go a bit wider. 4 and 10 there in the third leg, and then we'll come home with 1, 6, and 7 in the last leg of the quaddie for Maryborough today, Gary.
Good on you, Lockie. Thanks for that.
No worries. Good luck.
Michael Charge joins us to preview Rockhampton, the gallops up there in Queensland. G'day, Chargy.
Good morning, Gareth. You'd never believe we're had to pull over to do this today.
Whereabouts? Please tell
the
me.
The Rockhampton Cemetery. So,
I name everybody there. Yep.
Yeah, Mackay's the graveyard, but anyway, we've added a new dimension today.
You've been everywhere lately too. You were doing the form for Gatton. Now, you didn't travel down from Townsville to Gatton, or you?
No, I had to do that one from home because I did Cairns the day before. So
you did. That's what I thought. I thought, geez, you're a miracle man. I know that you're good, but and I know that you're flying at the moment. But don't tell me Sky Racing have got you a private jet to travel around Queensland.
No, Glenn Munsey's got that tied up. Yep. But
he has.
Well, I think after today, though, we might find a bit of fortune with a couple of value runs.
All right, mate. Where do we start then?
Yeah, first of those comes up in race 4, horse number 10, Swanwick Boom, Dan Begore trains in Brisbane, gets a claim for Isabella Tay. So just carries at 52.5 kilos. I think needed the first up run at the Sunshine Coast, comes north. And in an even race, gee, I thought it was a good each-way shot. Race 4, horse 10, Swanwick Boom. And the other value runner I've got for you today, I just got the two value each-way bets. Race 8, horse number 6, Legal Chance. Had the one run back from a break. Gee, I thought it was a good effort too. Not a known first up the former, but ran third, goes better second up, good gate, gets a claim for the apprentice, and offered a great each-way shop in race 8, horse number 6 as well.
All right, then what about a quaddy?
Yeah, quaddy today. First leg is race 6. I thought it was the toughest leg. I put all of them in, 3, 1 and 8. Second leg, race 7, 1, 3 and 4. Third leg, race 8, 6, 1 and 4. And, of course, 9 races today. So to bring us home in the last leg, 12, 9, and 2. And, we're at the cemetery. Might be a bit of luck today, mate.
Good luck there, Chargy.
Hopefully
you go and get them. There we go.
Thanks.
There's Michael Charge there previewing Rockhampton. Brendan Delaney's previewing the Chuka Trots tonight. Hello to you, Brendan.
G'day, Gareth. It'll be disappointing we didn't get a 4 or 5 week multi off Chargy there.
No, easily he's right on song with that. But I think he's a little bit hesitant to tip strongly there at Rockhampton. I don't think Rocky's one of his favourite tracks.
My best bet for tonight at the Chuka, Gareth. We'll make it in race 6. We'll go with number 2, Maury's Bonus. Favourites drawn to the inside, but Maury's Bonus has returned at Yarra Valley with a really encouraging run. Drew 7, had to go back to 3 back to peg, checked out of it on the turn and still rattled home and probably should have run second. If he's holding that form together second up, it's going to be pretty hard to beat. It is a tough program. If you're looking for one early, maybe one of the better first starters might be race 2, number 2, Better's Rain. For the quaddie, first leg will go 1, 4, 5, 9, 11 in the trot. Just 1 and 2 in the third leg. Standout Cody's Colt, number 3, in the third leg. Bring it home 1, 2, 5, 6 and 7.
Enjoy the trip to Echuca.
Looking forward to it, Gareth.
There's Brendan Delaney there. Georgie Farrugia joins us. G'day, George.
G'day, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. We'll have a chat about your tips at Ballarat Geelong, then I might get your opinion on the Melbourne Cup heats a day out from those heats. So we'll start at Ballarat, please.
Yeah, race 9, number 8, a greyhound called Mary Lass. Been racing in super fashion, Gareth, and she's got a great record from the 8 box. Her win at Warrnambool 3 starts ago came in 21.86. That's absolutely humming, Gareth. And That was an outstanding victory, and I think she'll be hard to beat again here. Race 9, number 8. Quaddy numbers 2, 5 and 6 into 1, 2 and 6, into 1, 2, 5 and 8, into 2, 4, 5 and 6, in the last leg. Geelong, race 11, number 6. Look, he's about $1.80, Gareth, but I think he'll just be winning. Hilltop Jonah. This is a perfect distance for him over 400 metres. He's been racing against some of the best speedsters in the state over about 450, and they just nab him right on the line, Gareth, in good time. He just gets a little bit tight in that last 50 metres. I think 400 metres is perfect. The box is a tad tricky, but if he gets away, I don't think they'll catch him. So race 11, number 6. Quaddy numbers at Geelong, 5, 7 and 8, into 1, 5, 6 and 8, into 2, 3 and 4, into 1, 4 and 8 to bring us home.
All right, then, Melbourne Cup heats, mate. You're looking forward to them?
Oh, I did. And what about some of the betting moves, Gareth? Probably the biggest, Webleck Blazer, from $4.80 into $2, almost nudging odds on. Obviously, with Aussie Secret drawn off box two, they have absolutely thrown the kitchen sink at Webleck Blazer.
Do you know what will happen now? Aussie Secret will lead all of the way.
Oh, absolutely. His run last week was good. And remember, Gareth, those type of dogs, I know the weather isn't great in Melbourne, et cetera, but the track will be better than it was last week. And Aussie Secret's a kind of greyhound that loves racing on top of the ground because his last section is his worst. So he's more than capable of coming out and running 29.40, 29.50. There's no doubt. I've got a little inkling that Jungle Juice is going to be pretty hard to beat in that. Gareth, I don't know what you're thinking, but for me, I really like Typhoon Sammy. I just keep warming to this greyhound. I don't know what Clara Bale's going to bring to the table. She's $3.90. Now, we know she hasn't had a start for a month. You can bet London to a brick that the dailies would be giving her some box practice to make sure she gets out and goes, because the Clara of old, that's the type of greyhound she is, and she's very hard to run down. Yeah. But Typhoon Sammy at $4.40 is the play for me. A couple of other interesting... Aston Rupee's gone out from $1.33 to $1.50. And Tommy Shelby is $2.10 out to $2.50. Not much love for two of the best greyhounds in the series. Look, it's just everywhere you look, Gareth, it's incredible. Even the Hume Cup heats. We have to mention that Miss Esme has been withdrawn from heat number two.
Yep.
That is race two, number four. She's out. So Highly Explosive is now the $2.60 favourite in that race. But Punga Warrior, who was a good win there last week, is at $3. So... What's your best, Gareth? I'm leaning towards Typhoon Sammy at the 440.
I tell you what I learned over the last couple of days talking to the participants and form experts like yourself, that we need to have something each way on Empress Tears in the first race, heat one of the bold trees.
Yes.
$34 after what Robbie Britton had to say. Race number two, we'll leave alone. I think Kenny the Brute can get to the fence, and if he does that, Cal Greeno says he's unbeatable. So we might take the punt. Do you agree there that he gets to the fence? Or you worried that Nick's Bale might cross?
Yeah, look, and she's always sort of the forgotten greyhound, isn't she, Nick's Bale? And again, there's so many unknowns in that race too. What sort of form is Hank the Hustler going to be in? I mean, we haven't seen him race for a while, Gareth. There's a big question mark there. But again, if he brings his A game, I mean, he's a 41-50 type greyhound. That's a tricky race for mine. I might stay out there for sure.
Yep. I don't think Jeff gave us a great push for Hank the Hustler there yesterday. And Mapunga Ruby just doesn't know where she's at because she trialled slowly there at Sandown last Sunday. But as he pointed out, it was hurricane conditions there. In the cup heats, I think Coblenz is a good thing at $1.40. Tommy Shelby will start $3 to $4 for mine. I reckon he'll continue to drift.
I've got a real soft spot for Baruga Smoke. He rarely runs a bad race, Gareth, but the box draw is a concern. But if Tommy does what Tommy does, even without the advantage of having race fitness, he's still clearly the best dog in that race.
Anthony has...
I was going to say the Grenfell Greyhound, Nicolai Bale, if he brings his best, he went 25.40 at Geelong, which I don't go much quicker, Gareth, and he's drawn really well. They're keeping him safe in the market. He's 5.50 to 4.80 in that race.
Jason Lincoln, that will join us for the countdown to the Tab Phoenix podcast today. He told us about a fascinating theory that he's got with the Daily team. We saw them at the track there yesterday. He believes Clara Bale can bounce back. He's also keen on Typhoon Sammy, and I know Anthony has a part he's keen on. Ben Mayo, I think Substantial can run a race, but Aston Rupee's the dog to beat there. Dewitt's at 250. I think Aussie Secret at 460. I might stick with him because we missed the price there for Webleck Blazer. And then it's a tough one, isn't it? I think Macaulay's Lake can run a race, but True Kalinda I've got respect for, but it's a tough draw as well. I think there'll be an upset. I just don't know which one, Georgie. And we'll talk about these heats in more depth there tomorrow along with Jason Adams as we preview the world's greatest race, the Tab Melbourne Cup.
Talk then, mate.
Good on you, Georgie.